crazy guy could have gotten in his car and plowed into the crowd and killed as many people. Are you ready now to take away cars from people? Well, I would think you're not, but the effort to take guns away, make no mistake, is underway. Larry Pratt is with the Gun Owners of America, and let me tell you, they are on guard all the time against this sort of a thing. Larry is joining us this morning. Larry, I appreciate it.
Jeff, thanks so much for having me on.
It has been a while, but tell me where we are on this, Larry. Carolyn McCarthy out of New York says she's already got a bill ready to introduce, right?
Carolyn McCarthy always has control ready to introduce. But I think the good news is that the Republican leadership is not likely to go wobbly on us as they have in the past. I think we've got a new day. I think they've seen that this kind of politics is actually directed at them. It's not even just about guns. You mentioned briefly that the attack is also coming against the First Amendment.
Yes.
It's coming against speech. The folks who are not happy with limited government advocates want to silence those advocates. And the fact that we own guns is almost incidental to the fact that they want to shut up the discussion in this country about what is the best kind of governing.
Mm-hmm. So how far do you think this is going to go?
Hopefully, if people rise up and tell their members of Congress, don't even think about it, don't listen to these extremists, I don't think it's likely to amount to anything. I think it's going to be kind of the way it was after the Virginia Tech shooting. It'll die out. And unlike then, I don't think the Republican leadership is going to go wobbly when the NRA might go wobbly, because they've had a very bitter experience in this last election with the NRA. The NRA endorsed all kinds of Democrats who were anti-gun, and happily, a number of their opponents whom we had endorsed beat them. And Boehner and Cantor saw what was going on and realized, you know, the NRA is not really our best friend. They don't always get it. And I think that no matter what Carolyn McCarthy wants, they're going to tell her, you don't represent America. Mm-hmm. You don't understand the Constitution. And your solution is to leave us all victims the way your husband was. He was in a gun-free zone when he was mowed down by Colin Ferguson, a racist who just executed people on that commuter train Long Island. And we don't want that happening to the rest of America. When you think about the tragedy in Tucson, all of those people there, some 40, give or take, around that venue where the congresswoman was having her town hall meeting, none of them were armed. There was a guy inside the store had a gun, but that wasn't close enough for a 10-second crime. When something is coming down, you've got to be prepared at that very moment, and nobody that was actually there was prepared. That's the tragedy, because Arizona's law says you can carry, I'm sorry, Massachusetts, close your ears.
Yeah.
You can carry a gun without the permission of the government. And nobody had taken advantage
Know, one of the things that is so interesting about this, Larry, is of course, that Congresswoman Giffords took great pride in the fact that she owned, as she talked about her Glock on a fairly regular basis, and talked about the fact that she was one heck of a shot.
Well, I think that's all true, and I think in general she supported the Second Amendment, but we had endorsed her opponent because she had voted with Nancy Pelosi as a partisan Democrat against the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
She had gotten a D on our rating. So this is the difference between speaking and acting. And it's one thing to say you're something, but do you really mean it?
Mm-hmm.
And she was obviously there without a gun, as were apparently all of her other followers and whatnot. There was at least one guy who was a Republican that was killed, and that was the federal judge.
Right.
But the others, we might presume, could have been Democrats. Don't know.
Yeah. Larry, let me just jump in for 1 second, though, because while the effort to grab the guns that McCarthy is advocating may fail, hopefully will fail, I wonder about those other measures, because you see what's coming down the pike. When that goes down, they're already saying, well, all right, it's not the guns, it's the clips. No, it's not the clips, it's the ammo. And it just seems, and my fear is that there will be some inside that leadership who think, well, you know what, we got to throw them some sort of a bone to get them to shut up.
Well, that's why we need to be ever vigilant, and why it's really important for the American people to be telling members of Congress, we didn't send you there to restrict our liberty. We sent you there to protect our liberty. And if you haven't gotten the message yet, we're going to come for you in the next primaries. Let me use the prohibited words. We will target you, and we will take you out.
Ah. Yes, you are no longer allowed to use those words, but I appreciate it. That's Larry Pratt. Larry's with Gun Owners of America.